Self-esteem. It's June 15th, 2018, and it's so hard for me to believe that we've been doing this for 15 weeks. I began my weekly word on Friday, March 9th, my 80th birthday, and I don't know how to explain it, but it's been an incredible experience for me. It's really weird how excited I get thinking about what I want to share with you on this call every week. Today, for these next few minutes, I want to talk about what I believe to be one of the greatest challenges we have as followers of Christ. How in the world are we to live a life of humility when in our culture, everything we hear and see tells us how special we are? We hear the term entitlement so often when the younger generation is being discussed. We may ask ourselves, how did this happen? And I say, how could it not happen? We're living slap dab in the middle of a me generation. I believe it's one of the greatest deceptions that Satan has ever promoted. Self-esteem, self-awareness, feeling good about ourselves. You may be thinking right now that I've lost it, and you may possibly be right. But this is something that I have and continue to be exposed to. And I believe it's true for lots of folks. But the Bible is perfectly clear on this. It's Christ. It's Christ who we are to esteem, not ourselves. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things. But we can't stop right there, my friends. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not I can do all things in my own strength. I tried so long to do things in my own strength, thinking, as I've told you before on these calls, I believed that God had given me a sound mind and a strong body, and that He expected me to do the right thing, so I would try. I would fail, pull myself up by my bootstraps, lower my shoulder, and try running through those brick walls again. I just didn't get it. I grew up in the positive mental attitude age, PMA, huge rallies held by incredibly successful and gifted speakers and trainers, teaching how to think our way to success and happiness. When I was a stockbroker in Dallas, Texas, we began every single day by standing together with our fist in the air and with great enthusiasm stating, I feel healthy, I feel happy, I feel terrific. The owner of our brokerage firm was a protege of W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill, both powerful men who had a profound impact on the spirit of self-awareness in this country and around the world. Many of their most famous quotes are in my speaking arsenal today. Please know that I'm not judging these men. But Satan saw their well-meaning philosophy as an opportunity to infuse this movement with half-truths, just as he did with Eve in the garden and in tempting our Lord, and just as he tries to do with us. The Bible tells us Satan is a liar, a deceiver, the prince of this world. And without the discernment of the Holy Spirit living in us, we will buy into his lies. And even if we reach the height of success, our lives will be void of the peace and the joy that Jesus Christ wants us to have. The Apostle Paul, known only second to Jesus Christ in the New Testament, wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 29:23 says, one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. I hope you'll Google or go to the concordance in your Bible and research pride and humility. When Dale Carnegie wrote, How to Win Friends and Influence People, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, and many other self-help books, it said that he awakened A sleeping monster. The half-truths that Satan infused into this movement, in my opinion, are one of his greatest accomplishments. He has managed since the 1950s to change the focus of many of Christ's followers from depending on the Lord's strength to focusing on developing their own. Carnegie was a Christian man who rose from dire poverty to one of the most well-known names in our modern history. The foundation of his teachings was the Golden Rule, forgetting yourself and doing things for others. Hardly a recognized philosophy in today's self-help teachings and counseling. I hope I've stirred up your thinking today. Last Sunday, my pastor certainly stirred up mine. He talked about humility. His words caused me to visit many memories that I have of when I believed the half-truths of the enemy. This is a tough subject. Join me next week. We're going to stay on this for a little while. I love you. Bye.